As the winter holidays approach, toys are on the mind of children and parents alike. So this week, we take you to a unique place, the Moon Marble Company in Bonner Springs, Kansas, where toys and, of course, marbles draw crowds from all over. Susan dropped by to check it out.
As a kid, I loved marbles and collected them. I was fascinated by the twists of vibrant color inside of the small glass globes. So imagine my delight when I discovered the Moon Marble Company. Moon Marble Company is housed in a gray, low-slung building wedged almost smack against the railroad tracks at the fork of K-32 and Highway 7 in Bonner Springs. A chalkboard sign welcomes visitors with the message, "Welcome to the Moon."
A lot of people, as soon as they walk in the door, they kind of go, "Wow," you know, because we have this whole wall of marbles.
The wall is made up of bins of marbles that have inspired names like Tidal Wave, Fiesta, and Tree Frog because of their vibrant colors. But marbles are not the only attraction here. There are wooden game boards and wind-up toys from the 50s and 60s, reminders of a time when play was, well, simpler.
Airplanes.
I love airplanes.
We have real jacks, real pickup sticks, and of course, real marbles. We don't deal in plastic marbles. We don't say that word, plastic.
Marbles are by far the most popular toy here, and marble lovers from around the country come here to find marbles that meet their particular fancy.
We can't resist stopping for toys and marbles and marble mazes, and I knew we would enjoy it.
Now, do either of you play traditional marbles?
Not anymore, but I used to all the time. I mean, when I was much younger, and my mother ran a daycare, and we used to play marbles there. We did the shooters and the whole thing, yeah.
The shooters, also known as the boss or ta, are larger-sized marbles used for, well, shooting other marbles. Now, this isn't just a place for toys and machine-produced marbles. It's also a place where marbles are made.
My name is Bruce Breslow, and I'm the owner and glass worker at the Moon Marble Company.
He has curly salt-and-pepper hair, a bushy beard, and eyes that twinkle. Today, Bruce is giving a marble-making demonstration to a group of visitors.
The first layer is called the transmitted layer color, but when you view it...
He shapes the colored, iridescent, molten glass with a round marble-making tool.
But now I'm really going to twist it.
Passing the marble in and out of the orange flame, the handcrafted marble takes its form.
I'm going to get a lot of heat on them. All right, that's good.
The Moon Marble Company used to be Bruce's wood shop. He started as a cabinet maker and did a lot of custom woodworking. All this work left a pile of scrap he couldn't bear to waste.
So I started gluing them up and making game boards out of them. I thought, I'm just going to make some toys and games. And I made these game boards and needed marbles for the game board.
So he went to a local store to get some marbles, but he was disappointed by their boring selection. Marbles of only one size, one color, all the same. What he wanted were the colorful marbles from his childhood. The ones like Moonies, which are bluish-white, translucent, and look like the moon, or Cat Eyes with an eye-shaped colored core. So back in 1997, before he started making his own, he decided to open Moon Marble Company. To get started, he found a supplier that had the coveted marbles from his past.
I said, just send me a case of every color you have and every size. And several weeks later, the semi-truck backed up to our back dock door. I bought 85,000 marbles.
The word spread quickly about the guy with all the marbles. Next thing he knew,
people started coming here.
Realizing that people shared his excitement for marbles, he decided to take up marble making himself. He read everything he could about it, piecing together information from books, from other glass artisans, and then he started experimenting.
If you came in years ago, I was making like a marble out of a little Coke bottle. I'd break up some glass from a Coke bottle and turn it into a marble. But you could see after today, we've gone a little further in that.
Further in that now, Bruce is making marbles that look like a cosmic vortex, flowers trapped in time, and the shell of a turtle. Bruce's handmade marbles seem to be more than just a child's plaything. They're his art. Visitors Jeff Malner and Kathy Barron.
It's amazing how he can put as much color and how the light hits it, and they're just beautiful.
The glass, the art to it, the designs inside, they're kind of thrilling that way.
Moon Marble Company has grown into a successful business for Bruce. He can now make a living from his passion, working as a full-time marble and toy man.
I learn every day, so I'll spend my whole life and never be able to use all the colors and learn all the techniques and processes.
But he'll keep trying. Bruce Breslow says that our children have lost something important by not spending as much time on the playground. So he's doing his part, one marble at a time, to get that special something back. For Casey Currents, I'm Susan Wilson.
You can see pictures from Moon Marble Company on our website at kcur/caseycurrents.org. Coming up, holiday sounds from over 300 tuba players. This is Casey Currents.